the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, which is getting worse every day, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the very people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet. There are many branches on the tree of evil, and I've been covering these branches, in other words, answering the question, what's ailing America, which is pretty much the same thing as what's ailing the world, for almost 16 years. And I'm happy to report that many people are waking up. And, you know, I can feel a tide turning, although we'll see, you know, when and how painful that tide has to be in order to clean out the psychopaths. If you haven't yet done so, I strongly suggest you check out my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. Click on the diagrams on there on the Reversing Vids tab. It's on the vaccine-induced disease section where you can print out the four diagrams and listen to the lecture of me explaining them. Yes, I have figured out the cause of all disease as well as how to reverse all disease. Not claiming that I have the only technique, but certainly I have one of the techniques that works. But it's the important thing, you have to know what's causing the problem. And little did I know the reward that I would get for doing the right thing. But more and more doctors are receiving the same reward. In other words, never-ending persecution, financial devastation, and basically torture. And we're going to be talking more about that today. But let me just also mention that if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal button on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that my number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1. But I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you can contact me by the toll-free, please use that instead of Skype because I just have too many Skype contacts and it's getting really difficult to manage. And you can send an email, but I may not see your email because I just get too many emails every day. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. Okay, I hear the music. We're going for a short break, and then I'll bring my guest returning from 2 weeks ago, veterinarian Dr. John Rock, to basically give a follow-up. So stay tuned. So for our answer today is targeting of medical doctors who speak the truth. Let me just finish my intro. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference. And please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. And, of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And make sure you let them know what your favorite shows are on the network. Let me also say, if you haven't yet done so, you should sign up for the newsletter I contribute to every week. go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the link section. At the bottom of the link section, you'll have to see a link to the American Survival Newsletter, a free weekly email newsletter that I contribute to. And it's got some very important, you know, information every week from myself and others that you need to know. Okay. As I mentioned on today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is going to be targeting of medical doctors who speak the truth. I'm going to bring Dr. Rob back on. He was on 2 weeks ago, the Connecticut veterinarian, who they're going after his veterinary license because he had the nerve to warn his clients that the very large dose of rabies vaccine being given to the small breeds was much more than they could handle. And, of course, that is when the torture commenced. And it's been a short ride for Dr. Rob. He's just been waking up since December of 2012 because of what was done to him. Where, in fact, and it's very important that people become aware of this, that PetSmart has this Banfield Veterinary Center within it. Although on closer inspection, it's pretty much just a vaccine factory that also has like a little grooming area up front. But in fact, they are owned by the same people that make the Mars candy bars. In fact, the Mars company. So think about that. Every time you're eating your various Mars candy bars, that these people are killing pets with vaccines. And in fact, going after a veterinarian like Dr. Rob, who has done the right thing by trying to warn people. And we didn't even have time to really get into your case to the degree that I wanted, Dr. Rob, when you were on last time, and I wanted to have you on today to give an update at your protest in, you know, New Jersey on March 13th. But I also want to just mention one other thing, because people have to realize how bad it is for a doctor who does the right thing. If you people listening want doctors who do the right thing, then you better support doctors like Dr. Rob and myself and many others who are risking everything to do the right thing. Because why else would any other doctors get on board if the people don't give a crap about the ones who are risking everything? And I want to bring you on now, but I just want to say, Dr. Rob, that one of the most amazingly disgusting things I just learned from you the past week was the fact that you were actually charged with criminal trespass for trying to go into the building that you had rented in this PetSmart facility, where you had equipment worth, I think you told me, about $180,000. And they just locked the door and then tried to charge you with criminal trespass when you tried to get in. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, I mean, very accurate, everything you said. It was a rude awakening. One day I was working as a veterinarian, and then I got a phone call, and you get out in 10 minutes or we'll have you arrested. And then they went on, like you said, to say that I was the criminal, and I was injuring pets, when it's the exact opposite. Of course, they had the supposed power to be able to call the police and have a restraining order drawn up against me. And all I was doing, like you said, was coming in to warn my clients that as they were trying to make them get vaccinated again, they were actually injecting them with toxins. And since that time, there have been pets that have died. So, you know, unfortunately, some people didn't realize that once they got on Facebook, they were looking for me and found out, then they realized they got duped. They went in there and injected their pets again when they didn't need it, and they said, oh my, what can we do? I can't believe this happened. And, you know, so this is why Dr. Carley has a program like this. Get educated. Don't walk in and allow them to inject your children, inject your pets with toxins that ultimately are going to destroy them. But you have to get active. It's not about just hearing it here, but you need to spread the word. And certainly, like Dr. Carley said, support doctors, veterinarians, those who are willing to stand up and speak the truth, regardless of people like Mars, who say to you, we're going to get your license taken away and we're going to ruin you. You'll never practice again and you'll never make an income again. I'm standing up. That's what the protest was on March 13th. We went across the Mars company and we protest.
Wait, and before you get into that, I just want to also include dentists in the list, because I actually know of a few dentists who have stood up and told the truth about fluoride and mercury and have lost their dental licenses as well. So it's self-evident that the licensure is a way to control, you know, the supposed professionals who actually, if they learn the truth and step out of the box, will be attacked by the very people that control the license, because that's how they try to make you stay in the box. So, but I just wanted to mention there are some really amazing dentists as well that have told the truth and have suffered greatly. So go ahead. Please give an update as to how the protests went.
Well, it's interesting because there's two actually locations in Hackettstown, New Jersey. One is off in the woods, and it's a corporate headquarters. And I went over there first just by myself and just, you know, walked in and went over to the desk with the armed guard and the woman behind the desk saying, "What are you here for?" And very suspicious. And by the way, the streets out there have video cameras everywhere, you know. It's signs are up, video surveillance. It even says government property. Now, I don't know what the connection is there, but the point is you have to push
through. Wait a minute, government property? What's government property? The sidewalks?
You know, I'm not sure. It's an area where Mars is located that also has a government facility. So I'm not sure where the connection is. But the point is, I walked in there and she said, "What's your business here?" I said, "I want to sign in." And I found their sign-in sheet and I just wrote my name, Dr. John Robb, Protect the Pets. And then I left. The point is, I want them to know that I do not fear them. They can do whatever they want, but I'm going to continue to bring the message. Then we went over to the North America headquarters, and we picketed there all day, and it was a wonderful day. Very shortly, people started to call into the local radio station, "What is going on? What are these people out there for?" And then the local radio station came out and did an interview at the site. You know, there was another news network that came out in a local newspaper. But more importantly, we're exposing that Mars owns Banfield. They do not want people to know that they own this veterinary chain. Why? Because it's starting to become a negative. People are starting to understand that it's, like you said, it's a vaccine clinic to make money, profits over pets, profits over the lives of pets. And they want to disassociate. It's like a splinter that gets in your finger. If it gets infected, it can take out the whole body. And I believe that that's what's happened here. They've tried to make profits on pets. Candy bars was bad enough, but now they've gone into an area where there's life involved and people love their pets. So they've made a mistake. Hopefully they'll come to an accountability where we say we are going to hold you responsible, and they're going to have to do something to make amends for what they've done.
Okay, so I have to chime in. I have been in the conspiracy business for a long time, and as soon as you tell me that there's some association of the Mars company with government property, that's a big red flag. So hopefully they haven't brought their biological weapons facilities into candy companies like they have into veterinary hospitals and drug companies and zoos and things of that nature. And I'm kind of saying that tongue-in-cheek and kind of not. But I do want to say that it's going to be funny how this works out, because you see, like you were saying, how people care about the pets. Dr. Robb, I think people care more about their pets than they do their children or their parents. I really do. That has been my experience.
Yeah, I agree, and that's because they're so innocent. I mean, they love you no matter what you do, no matter what kind of time you give them. You could board them for 2 weeks and walk in, and they'll be right in your face licking you again and right there for you every morning. They just do what they're supposed to do. So when we start to attack them, when we start to take them out, we need people. It's taken out. It's more than their children, because they're so dedicated to us. They love us no matter what. If they don't lick your face that day, it's because they're sick. They don't have a bad day like we do. Okay, so this is what it's about. And
I just want to say, I have three dogs. One of them can't weigh more than 5 pounds, and she has already proven to me that she will give her life for me. Okay, right. This tiny little dog. So I totally agree with you, and I just want to mention, that's why I think this is so important. Everybody needs to get behind you. You have a Facebook page. You also have, what's What's the other?
A website.
Oh, you have a blog. ProtectThePets.com, and you have a blog, ProtectThePets.com, and you have Facebook. I personally don't do Facebook, but people, I encourage all of you to get involved and stand with Dr. Rob, because you see, as I said, so many people love their pets. They may actually get involved and do something, and this could really escalate, you know, the awakening of people as to the fact that vaccines are bioweapons. Okay, there's that music again. We're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. We're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is targeting of medical doctors who speak the truth, with my special guest, a veterinarian with a backbone, Dr. John Robb of Connecticut. And we were talking about how this Mars Candy Company bought this Bansfield Veterinarian Clinics within PetSmart, which certainly no one, I'm sure, would have ever known that had it not been for you bringing that point out, Dr. Robb. And, you know, this reminds me of all these quote-unquote family companies that advertise, you know, on different commercials on television. And, of course, they have so many, you know, side companies that are under their umbrella. They could be making pesticides or anything else. But yet they're pretending that they're pro-family and they hide their little nefarious companies on the side. But one thing I wanted to ask about from you, was this whole charge of criminal trespassing. I want people to really understand how insane this is, because not only had you had purchased the franchise, correct?
Correct.
And you had bought the equipment, which was worth probably close to $200,000 within the building. And I just want to make sure I got this straight, because I know a lot of times people, even when I tell my story, they'll say, it can't possibly be true. This is America. Okay. So from what I understand, you went to work one day, and basically you were told you could not enter the building. They called the police. And what was the charge against you?
Well, basically, you know, when they, it was a couple-step process. They told me to get out or be arrested, so I left. But then they sent a letter to my clients saying that Dr. Rob had been under-vaccinated and all the pets needed to come back to get re-injected. At that point, I said, I have to protect the pets. I have to do what's right for the clients, and they're getting duped. So I went back with handouts to educate them about the science of veterinary medicine and vaccines. It shows that they're getting over-injected and they need to have titers done if there's any concern if they're protected or not. But Bansfield didn't want that. They don't want the word to get out that they don't need those vaccines. You can do a simple blood test, a titer, and it shows that they have a protective immunity. So they don't need the vaccines. They need, if they get them as puppies, they're set for life. But they don't want you to know that. There goes their money. So what they had to do was find a way to keep me out of there. Yes, the equipment cost me $300,000. After they took my practice, they sent me a check for $18,000. And they said they evaluated that's what it was worth. Who evaluated? An auctioneer. So if they hold a...
Okay, but wait,
you know,
a minute, wait a minute.
Ridiculous.
I want to really make people understand this, because, like I said, we've entered the Twilight Zone, and I know they're having trouble saying this can't be happening in America, although RBN probably has the most awake listeners of any, so I'm kind of kidding when I say that. But I just want to make sure that they understand that you went there, you were told if you didn't leave, you'd be arrested. I'm not sure. I guess they sent you a letter along with all your old clients that you had been under vaccinating, and that's when some move started to be made against you by the Connecticut veterinary licensure people.
They told, you know, the state Connecticut that I had been, you know, under vaccinated, had broken the law, wasn't vaccinated rabies correctly, and that's when the state began their investigation. But it's interesting because so far it's still under investigation because I have sent them the truth. I've sent them the scientific studies showing that I'm in the right, they're in the wrong. And I think the gentleman that's in charge of investigation is perplexed because on the one side they're saying, look, you just find him guilty, take his license away. On the other side, he's sitting there looking at the evidence going, but it's not true. So, you know, everybody has to be accountable for their own decisions, whether they're going to sell out in this life or be able to look in the mirror and say, I did the right thing. You know, if you sell out, you'll get the money, but you'll lose your soul. So that's where things are at. And as far as support is concerned, as Dr. Carley has been so adamant about the support we need, the support you can give me. Listen, there's good news out here. PetSmart's sales dropped by 15% last month. It has never done that before. People are starting to stop going into PetSmart. Good job.
Right.
Keep it up.
Right. And wait a minute. And I want to add to that. Wait.
Yep. Go
into PetSmart one more time.
Right.
And as you're going in, find the customer service counter and say, I just want to let you know if there's some, you know, suggestion box you have here, but I want to let you know that I have found out that the Mars Candy Company owns this veterinary clinic that promotes vaccines in doses that are killing pets and going after, you know, veterinarian Dr. John Robb. And I want you to know that I will never come into your store again because of that fact.
There you go. That's what you need to do.
That's what people need to do. Yeah.
That's right. Hit them where it counts. Listen, Mars, they're not a public company. So I believe their candy bars are down. I believe their Uncle Ben's rice is down. And Banfield, of course, is owned by Mars. I believe they're down too, but they won't say anything, okay? All they do is try to rev the engine up and take me out with a bigger vengeance. But PetSmart is down, so you know they're down too. So people, keep it up. Listen, like Darkly Carley said, it's more than Mars. There's a whole corporate America that's corrupt, and the politicians along with them, along with the pharmaceutical companies. But we're going to start here. We bring accountability to this company, and it's going to let everybody else know that, guess what, we have power here. You don't have the power.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned, folks. And we're back with Blood Sailor in America, where our answer today is targeting of medical doctors to speak the truth. And I just want to mention that within the last week, I hope people can hear me. Okay, I guess music is going off. Within the last week, I actually got a call from another doctor in New York State who is not ready to have his name mentioned yet or come on my show. However, the New York State Medical Board went after his medical license in New York because he started checking into the fact that so many of the medical doctors that are put on the staff in hospitals are foreign medical graduates because, like, that's a little suspicious. Why would a foreign medical graduate get actually preference over an American medical graduate? And he actually found a document that actually stated that that was the policy, and he started checking into it, and so they took away his medical license. So there's so many aspects to this. In that case, I figured that it's probably because, you know, especially the oncologists and hematologists, if they have a foreign medical graduate who is of a totally different culture or whatever, they may be more, you know, willing to, you know, just kill the person with chemo and radiation outright. As they're getting them off the dole. But all I'm saying is that it's very important for people to realize that these licensure boards are covering up the most atrocious behavior, murder by medicine, all kinds of things that are going on, research fraud, you name it. And you had found something so important, which you shared with me. I want people to check this out, Virus Serum Toxin Act, Virus Serum Toxin Act of 1913, and this is pretty amazing because this act, which apparently has never been, you know, reversed or eliminated, actually was enacted in order to protect the farmer and stock raiser from improperly made and prepared serums, toxins, and viruses. Now, right on reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, if people go to the vaccine, to the pet section, I'm sorry, go to the pet section first, then go to the various documents there, including the science of vaccine damage, which has 19 scientific references from non-pharma funded veterinarians at Purdue University that vaccines cause every kind of, you know, disease in internal medicine you could possibly imagine. But I also have right on there the package insert from the rabies vaccine, Defensor 3, made by Pfizer, and it says, and I quote, tissue origin vaccines contain extraneous protein in addition to rabies antigen that can lead to autoimmune disease. When I saw this, I almost, you know, passed out. This was such a shocking admission to me. Of course, it's true for all vaccines, but only the rabies vaccine have I seen this admitted. And the big point I'm trying to make here, Dr. Rob, is if doctors are allowed, as per this Virus Serum Toxin Act, in their discretion, you know, it's really funny how judges have discretion and, congressional traitors have discretion. Everybody's got discretion, except for doctors now. They've taken away discretion, especially in the way of vaccines. Basically, it's like some sacred cow. They allow doctors to do off-label prescribing of drugs, knowing nothing about potential side effects. But why do you think it is that when it comes to vaccines, now you're not doing nearly what I was doing, okay? You're saying the small breeds don't need as much. That's like, you know, I call vaccines bioweapons, so there's a big difference between us. But it just goes to show how dangerous they even consider you. Now, there's no other conclusion I can reach other than it's not just a matter of them making money off vaccines. It's a matter of them making money off managing the vaccine-induced diseases. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's clear that these vaccines cause all these diseases, and of course that increases the pharmaceutical drugs that are produced, the oncology centers, and the trips to the veterinarian to spend more money. So it why would they want to stop it? You know, the interesting thing with Banfield, they did a study in 2011. Their Jeffrey Klausner, their chief medical officer, cited that diseases are on the rise. And his conclusion, well, that means we need to vaccinate them more, which is the exact cause that diseases are on the rise. So they even use the fact that there's more diseases to tell you should vaccinate more when that's what's causing it. So they just lie and lie and lie. And you're absolutely right. It's insane. Dr. Crawley's correct. I'm a veterinarian who cares about the pets and cares about the client. So I do the right things and I end up being kicked out and charged with criminal trespassing, and now they go after my license. It is insane, folks. Look at cats. They've changed the rules. You have to give the vaccine in cats on the distal leg so that if they get cancer, you can cut the leg off and the cat doesn't die. Now, let me ask you this. If you went into your doctor, to your pediatrician, they said, we're going to give little Johnny the vaccine down in his calf because if he gets cancer, we can cut his leg off and he won't die. And I would think you're going to walk out right there and say, you ain't shooting my little Johnny up with anything, okay? But that's how crazy it is.
Wait a minute. I have to comment on that because when I first heard, I had some people tell me that, and I said to them, are you kidding me? They told you that they're going to inject the vaccine farther down on the leg so that if the cat gets cancer, they can just chop off the paw and not the whole leg. And you didn't walk out of that room? I mean, they're basically telling you it's better to get the paw chopped off than the whole leg.
You're right. And it's that scare tactic, you know. Rabies is out there. They just ramped it up. And I think they ramped it up because I've ramped it up. In other words, veterinary economics, they just put a little tab you can send to all your clients telling them how many people died of rabies over in Bavaria and why your dog going out in the backyard could kill your kid. You better run right in and get another shot, you know, a shot that they don't need to begin with, you know. So they're ramping up with the lies because we're ramping up with the truth. But we're going to win. Accountability is coming. I think you're right, Dr. Clyde. I think the tide is turning. People have had enough. You can only lie so much, so long, you can always pay off so many people to shut up. The truth is coming out, and accountability is coming in. It's starting in my end with the Mars Corporation, okay? So, folks,
yes.
The next time you buy their rice or their candy bars or whatever, it's blood money. Come on, get on board. Take them out. They're
right.
Killing you anyway. Come on, let's go. It's not about just sitting
right.
here saying, oh, poor them. It's a call to action, folks. We've taken the action to say no, to bring this to your attention. You've got to take the action as the people out there to stop buying things from companies that are killing you. Am I right, Dr. Carly?
Totally correct. And you know, there's many layers to this. I can't remember if I talked about this on our last show, but I've talked about this on many other shows. People can put do a search on oral vaccine to inhalation rabies. This is a project being funded by the NIH, and the money, $500,000, is being given to the Wistar Institute so that they can make a vaccine against weaponized rabies. Now, the two most scary parts of that is, one, that they're weaponizing rabies. Okay, why would they weaponize rabies? Secondly, they're doing making a vaccine that can be inhaled, so it can be sprayed in chemtrails. So where do we think this rabies, if it's even out there, and I have
right.
talked about this on the show before.
Right.
I worked at the busiest trauma center in the United States, Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. I went to medical school there. I did my residency there. I was an attending in the emergency room. I never saw a single case of rabies.
Right,
never,
right.
ever, never. Okay?
Right.
So I don't know where all this rabies is. But I do know that there is this project being funded by the NIH for them to develop a weaponized rabies virus to spray on the population. Now, why is this happening? You see, you lay up all these different things one on top of another, and it doesn't smell very good. But I do want to get back to this Virus Serum Toxin Act because
right.
This was, of course, a godsend that you found this. And
yes.
I would suspect that if you bring this up, if they have the nerve to actually make you go, you know, in front of them for some kind of proceeding, and if you do, I would demand that they make it an open proceeding. Which I also did, but they just turned me down. They refused to allow evidence onto the record. I mean, you'll see. It's pretty amazing what they start doing. But if you
yeah.
can get it open where people can be there, that will help you. And I don't know how they're going to dance around this, because
uh-huh.
it only makes common sense.
Right.
If you're going to be a doctor of medicine, veterinary
That's right.
Medicine, or dentistry, how come you don't have the prerogative? And it's only in the area of vaccines, fluoride and mercury, you know, like the three main things that are causing our brains not to work. How come we're not allowed to decide whether or not we're going to advise our clients to do what we would do if we were them?
Right.
We don't even have that right anymore. If you're not just a robot spitting out the party line, then you're basically going to have to, you know, find another way to make a living.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is what I'm trying to get out there to the veterinarians, those that are listening. You have discretion here. It's and it has to be that way. You're ultimately the one that's going to inject that pet. Okay, you have to be up to date with the scientific literature. You have to know if that's going to be good for the pet or bad for the pet, and you're the one that can make that decision, and legally you have the right to do that. That's what I've done here. They're going to throw things at me. They're going to try to, you know, it's interesting because I did bring that up in my civil case that Mars is bringing against me, and when I went to introduce that, their attorney, objection, 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 tried to stop me from being able to introduce that because he knew about it. And he knew that that's the case right there. I have the right
wait
to determine
what's best. Wait a minute, wait a
minute.
And on what basis, after they use the objection word, they're supposed to say a phrase that gives an indication as to why it shouldn't be introduced. Was there any phrase he brought up? Because I can't imagine one.
oh, I think he said that I didn't introduce it the right way, or whatever he said, it was overruled, and it was introduced as evidence in the case. The judge said, you don't have to hand it to me because I can look it up, okay? And in the first round against Mard, going pro se, they lost their case, okay? Now it's in a countersuit, and I'm going after them. PetSmart just started a lawsuit against me. They said, listen, you are not allowed in our stores. This is what I say. I say, listen, you guys are the bad guys. And I bring the word guy. I said, if God tells me to walk in your store, I'm walking in your store, okay? So I'm not telling you that, Dr. Rob, if you just say you won't walk in our stores, we can stop these proceedings right here. I ain't telling you I'm not walking in your stores. If God tells me to walk in your store, I'm going to walk in your store. And I'm going to speak what I have to speak to whoever I have to speak to it, because you're housing a company that's killing pets, and your famous phrase is, we treat pet parents. We treat them like pet parents, right? Well, if they're pet parents, why are you allowing a company to kill their pets? Why they barring the dog food on the way out that they're not going to need when their pet dies of a brain swelling? Did I tell you that last show? Just 2 weeks ago, a lady walked in, 12-pound golden retriever puppy, received 3 vaccines. The dog was dead in 3 days from brain swelling at an emergency clinic. They did a spinal tap. It was vaccine-induced inflammatory reaction. But before the pet died, it was walking into walls because it went blind. It was seizuring. It was a present for a 9-year-old girl, and she had to watch that happen, okay? That's what they're doing. Now, they had a voice.
Wait, let me just say, just the trauma of that alone, and that is very important. Yeah, you should definitely, I know that you've been invited on lots of shows. I've been telling everybody about you. I think that's great. I would definitely make sure to mention that on every show, because that gives people a visual. This little girl that was so happy, she got the puppy she always wanted, and look what she had to watch. And then be presented with the news that the puppy is now dead. Now, and this is going on everywhere. We both know this. I mean, I get calls all the time, whether it's you know, vaccine-induced encephalitis and seizures that brings about death quite quickly, or whether they suffer with cancer or some autoimmune disease, the list is endless. And why should the veterinarians not be able to say that this is wrong? The only thing I have to disagree with you about is that you said puppies only need vaccines once. I disagree. Puppies don't need vaccines.
Amen. All
injecting
right. Well,
viruses... Go ahead.
I'm okay with that. Like you said, I'm new in the game, you know. I made my decisions based on another Purdue study. Seems like Purdue gets the word out. And they, of course, it was underreported, the number of reactions that actually occurred, and it was only about the reactions within 72 hours. But that's a study I had in my hand that showed that the little dogs were getting sick, okay? Now I know a lot more. But, you know, the point of it is...
And I'm not being critical of...
No, I understand.
I'm not being critical. Go ahead.
I understand. Listen, I know that you care, and that's why you're in the position you're in. And I thank God you have a radio show that you continue. And 16 years is a long time. We need to take up where you have gotten us to, and that is for more people to join, okay, and to get out there and tell the truth. Do your own research, folks. It's all available online. That's the wonderful thing about it. Put in over vaccination, put in immune disease, put in mercury poisoning. Look up some of these doctors that have been mentioned that have done the research. Dr. Jordan in veterinary medicine, Dr. Schultz in veterinary medicine, Dr. Gene Dodds in veterinary medicine. Just type them in and see, they've done the research. The scientific evidence is there. Educate yourself. And then let's stop vaccinating. I agree with you. But I'm starting from where I was, and we're in this together. We know that they're using vaccines to control people. They're using vaccines to make money. They're using vaccines to kill. They could care less about us. So are we going to do something? You have the power, folks. In my case, stop buying products from Mars. Don't go into PetSmart stores. And if you do, like Dr. Carley says, go in there to put a suggestion in their box that they either kick Banfield out or they lose, okay? Because we're bringing accountability.
Or maybe even, you know, give out a little handout. Stand out in front of a store for a little while. You can give them links, thelightofdayradioshow.com. Dr. Carley Archives. Dr. Rob was on my show on the 3rd, and now he's on today. the 17th for a follow-up. Let them listen for free. Let them hear what's going on. Because, see, this is, I really think the veterinarians are where it's all going to start. And I don't know how long it will take for the pediatricians to get conscious. I'm not holding my breath. But we'll see. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Stay tuned, caller. We'll bring you on after the break. We'll be right back. And we're back. Blood Sailing America. My guest today is Dr. John Robb, veterinarian from Connecticut, who's being attacked for telling the truth about vaccines. And I just wanted to mention before I forget, Dr. Robb, that you might also want to consider doing an online petition, basically exposing the situation. I don't know if you've heard, but in the mainstream media actually has been covering two moms. I forget what state they're from, but they started a petition online against Kraft because they're using, carcinogenic food dyes in their mac and cheese. While they don't use those food dyes in the mac and cheese, they sell to Europe, and that has started quite the, barrage in terms of people asking the question, why are they only doing this? And then, of course, their answer is, well, it's approved by the FDA. Oh, okay, that makes us feel better. But that petition is getting a tremendous amount of attention. Not that I believe that, your petition would receive mainstream media attention because they never cover anything where vaccines are involved, but just in terms of getting the word out, I'm just saying you might want to think about doing a petition. Okay, Scott in Arizona, thank you for waiting. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Good deal. First of all, thank you for bringing this out. I wasn't aware of the information that you're presenting today as far as the ownership position, and it kind of re-sparked for me an interest in going back and delving more into the pet vaccines. Curious to know, are you familiar with the book? I just happened to look it up while I was sitting here listening to you guys. A book, I guess the name is John Clifton, called Stop the Shots, Are Vaccinations Killing Our Pets? Just wondering if you've ever seen that book and if it's a good resource to read about.
Yeah, I've heard of the book as I have gotten more, done more research. I remember seeing that book. I didn't read it, but I could tell you just from the title that John knows what he's talking about, okay? Stop the Shots.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say. The title says it all. And, Scott, what was the author? I'm going to have to get that for my vaccine library. Where I must have close to 100 books at this point, but I want to get that one. Who was the author?
It's, John Clifton.
Okay.
It says graduated Carnegie Mellon, BFA, and anyway, so... I just happened to spot it. I just wondered if either of you had heard of it. I agree that there is a rampant issue going on, whether it be within the medical or the food industry. Look at, who is it? Nestle. The Brazilians said, we don't want GMO beet sugar in our chocolate. And they said, okay, we won't continue to put that garbage in for you. And they said, but we'll continue to feed it to the stupid Americans because they don't care. And, hopefully more and more people will continue to wake up as the ocean liner of knowledge turns slowly. I also wanted to throw something out to you there, Dr. Robb, to actually, yes. If you got a pen and paper.
Okay, wait. I want to make sure he can hear you. I hear the break music, but this is a quick break, so please hold on. Oh. We'll continue after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.